happens.
This play-by-play outside the window. That's National Native News. You hear it weekday mornings, produced by Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Not news that you hear everywhere else. We're asking for pledges of support this beautiful Tuesday morning. 800-662-5799. Who needs cable TV?
Yeah, we're a little bit like those little brown thrashers on the ground there. We're waiting for you to bring us some sustenance.
Could you break the peanut in half?
Yeah. Mama Thrasher, brown thrasher, goes up to the feeder and she picks up a peanut and she comes down to the ground and she hammers it into littler pieces and then she sticks it in the mouths of her two babies. And it is pretty exciting. We've been watching the thrashers all summer long and they're gorgeous and they're just fun to watch. And they're getting fed now. They're fledged. And they're ready to branch out on their own, but still Mama is bringing them food.
That's right. In
an allegorical sort of a way, we are those baby brown thrashers this morning, and we're waiting for you to bring us a little food. So go to the phone, call us, let us know that you're a listener and that you'd like to become a member, or maybe you've been a member and you'd like to renew your membership. Now is a good time to do that. And as always, if you'd like to become a sustaining member, we have special prizes for you this morning, special rewards for your efforts.
It's very important you do that today because you get an extra $200 thrown into your pledge thanks to the generosity of our sustaining membership group. You know, it takes a community. It takes people helping each other out one by one, people making those phone calls. We just need that first one. It's going to lead to the next one. You're going to be that person. You're going to crack that peanut in half for us and keep us fortified this morning.
That's right.
800-662-5799. You can claim the new Sibley Guide to Birds. It's a bigger version of it with a lot more information at $15 a month or above and get a brand new t-shirt with the cool Volkswagen bus on the front, and it's talking about the summer of love. It's hard to figure the color. It's somewhere between teal and cobalt. Do you have a good name for that color?
Yeah, it's blue.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
8 crayons, one black, one white, 6 colors in between. So, yeah, it's blue. Sorry. And it has yellow on it. And they use some
Why
of the white crayon, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Asking me about colors. Teal. Now, when you say teal, I think of the duck. And I think of all of the different colors that you can find on a teal. And let's just take the blue-winged teal, because that's the first one that comes to mind.
Okay.
Now, take the Sibley guide and look in the front because they're done. Look up the blue wing teal and you will see he's going to be in about 50, 60 pages. So just kind of grab yourself and just go in and there you go. That's how the thing works. Now,
okay.
what birds are you seeing there?
Cormorant.
Okay. You got to go further.
Okay.
Not a lot further.
Oh, okay.
You're in the watery stuff. No, it's before the hawks.
Hawks and vultures. It's going to
be, in fact, it might even be on the other spoonbill.
Yeah.
Now you're getting there. So it's a dabbling duck. So the teal are going to be right in that area. And look at the blue-wing teal and look at the color of the blue on his wing. And there is nothing about the color that they call teal that resembles anything you'll find on that duck. And you can look at the green-wing teal. You can look at the cinnamon teal. I don't care which teal you take. That color blue that they call teal has nothing to do with the duck.
All right, why did I mention color? I'm going to watch myself. No, I need to know those things. That's the deal. You learn a lot when you tune in Tuesday mornings.
I'm just confused. You know, they have these colors that they give out, and I think to myself, where on a teal would you find that shade of blue? And the truth is, you wouldn't. It's not on the teal. It's they call it teal blue, but it's some other.
Oh, you're so right. I finally just found it.
Yeah, thanks.
There's nothing teal about these.
Nothing teal about them. And look at the speculum on the wing, and you'll see that there is blue there, but it's not teal blue, at least not the color that they call teal blue. Teal blue's what? Kind of a mixture of green and blue?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, and cinnamon teals. You know, you learn about the birds when you tune in. 800-662-5799.
You know, speaking of that.
Oh, look at that. It was right on the back.
Oh,
I should have known
golly.
That.
Golly. Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to learn about teal.
And cinnamon teal.
The bird. Or teal the color.
Right.
Well, if you want to learn about what's not teal the color, you'll get... Call up now and pledge your support, and we will happily part with this book.
Yes,
I have the other edition, the earlier edition of this book at home, and it's this isn't the book you're going to take as you go out wandering looking for birds. This is the book you're gonna grab up when you come home mm-hmm. after you've been out looking.
Yep.
The field guide is smaller and. It's just as flexible and durable, but this one is, you know, besides your binoculars, this book is you're going to be weighted down. You wouldn't want to go after marsh birds, you know, wandering and wading in water with this kind of weight on you, because if you stepped in the wrong place, you might not come back up.
It's substantial. Well, we'd love to give you that. It could be a code word. Just say teal when you call. You'll get the teal t-shirt and you will get the Sibley's definitive
You're
guide.
You're still going
to
with
birds.
Teal on that t-shirt.
Yes.
It's blue. Trust me. You guys out there, call now. Pledge your support. It's a blue t-shirt with yellow on it, and you're going to like it. It's a nice color of blue, and it's going to look good on you. And, you know, you're going to model that around, and people are going to be like, hey, nice shirt.
Yeah.
And that's not something that you can walk into a store and buy. You've got to come to us.
Give us a call right now. We're going to have Phenology Talkbacks up next.
We had a few people still out there who are brave enough to send their emails to me, and I've got some emails to read to you about things that are happening outside your door in your neighborhood, and these are in the words of your neighbors. So, and if you want to join that group, and maybe you feel a little bit like, oh, I can't really because I'm not a member. Well, change that. Become mm-hmm. a member. Call, pledge your support, and at the same time, leave a message, you know, like, hey, I saw a teal blue teal at my house, and
John
it was
Latimer's
pretty
wrong.
Cool. Yeah, that knothead is wrong. Somebody buy him a 64 box of crayons and let him get up into the 20th century. Oh, wait. Too late for that.
Pledge your support right now. 800-662-5799. If phenology is something that has taught you about where you live, the thing I love the most is you don't have to be an expert.
No, not at all.
You just describe what you're seeing. You can ask questions. People just love to give information. You know, you can post photos on Season Watch and people will help you figure out what's going on. So be a part of that network, the community of people who are connected to where we live. Call right now. Be that first person this Tuesday morning, 800-662-5799.
You know, with that for an introduction, I'm going to read a little piece of Wendell Berry that a friend of mine sent me during my recent tough times. And this really brings it home, and this is what we hope that you will take away from Phenology. Wendell Berry says, before coming back, I had been willing to allow the possibility, which one of my friends insisted on, that I already knew this place as well as I ever would, but now I began to see the real abundance and richness of it. It is, I saw, inexhaustible in its history, in the details of its life, in its possibilities. I walked over it, looking, listening, smelling, touching, alive to it as never before. I listened to the talk of my kinsmen and neighbors as I had never done, alert to their knowledge of the place and to the qualities and energies of their speech. I began more seriously than ever to learn the names of things, the wild plants and animals, natural processes, local places, and to articulate my observations and memories. My language increased and strengthened and sent my mind into the place like a live root system. And so what has become the usual order of things reversed itself with me, my mind becoming the root of my life rather than its sublimation. I came to see myself as growing out of the earth like the other native animals and plants. I saw my body and my daily motions as brief coherences and articulations of the energy of the place, which would fall back into the earth like leaves in the autumn. Yeah, that pretty well sums it up. So get out and get around and learn the place that you live. It's been my goal for a long time, and I hope that you've come along for the ride. And if you're riding along this morning, call us. Our number is 800-662-5799. Pledge your support to KAXC. From our good friend Dallas over in Akeley, oval-leaved milkweed, germander, crown vetch, all blooming on the 19th. A young eagle is learning to fly. Peck skipper, which is a butterfly. White water lily are blooming. Ground cherry. The European skipper, another butterfly. Skullcap, question mark butterfly. Atlantis fritillary. Milbert's tortoiseshell. Silver-bordered fritillary. Those are all butterflies. The pink-edged sulfur, another butterfly. Gray dogwoods are blooming over there. And common milkweed is beginning to bloom in the Akeley area. Now that will happen here. I was looking at some milkweed yesterday, and July 2nd is my average date for first bloom on milkweed, but it is close, and I wouldn't be surprised if it blooms before the end of the month. Wild rice is standing up beyond the floating leaf stage. Mullein began to bloom in the Akeley area, and that's something that I would expect coming over this way in just a few days. From our friend Mark down in Aiken, he sends along this note. He says, this is the morning of the 26th. This morning at 6 a.m., I checked the app for the weather station at the bog on Long Lake Conservation Center. 33 degrees. Whoa. At my place on Portage Lake, about 5 miles away, as the crow flies, 47. So, pretty cool here for a late June day. And from our good friend Heather, who sent this note along, and I love this because this is the kind of excitement that everybody should have when they find something new. And as Wendell Berry said, get out, get around, look, see, understand, and learn. Heather says, I am so excited to report today on our nature walk we saw for the first time in my life, showy lady slippers. It was pretty incredible. Two were open, but not quite all the way. One looks like it's ready to go in a day or two, and two more were still wrapped up tight. That's, you know, I understand the excitement of that. I understand the thrill that that brings. And I think you do, too. And I think maybe that's why you're tuning in this morning, because there's a chance that you might get out in the woods and see something today and be just as excited. But listen, if you really want to make us excited here at KAXC, if you want to excite those people out there in the other room, give us a call. The number is 800-662-5799. Call now. Pledge your support to this radio station. We really like to hear from you. Sid from over in Pequot Lake says, I have an osprey building a nest on a power pole 76 paces from my porch. Will the power company allow this neighbor? My neighbor says that they will build it a platform. I think he's full of malarkey. What do you say, John Latimer? And I say that, yeah, they often do. Power companies often do come along and put platforms up for the ospreys who like to build on the top of power poles. But, you know, whether they get there or not, the ospreys aren't going to be deterred. He sent me another note. Sid sent this other note from the Pequot Lakes area. He says, tonight, John, the nest is grown. One bird on it and two others soaring above screaming and then trying to land on the nest. It let one land and sit for a while. It was quite a show. Yeah, the other one, I don't know. He must have just been one of those hopeful suitors. Maybe he thought that 50 years on, it was the summer of love for him. But probably not what's going to happen for that guy. Don't forget, we are celebrating the summer of love this week. And if you want to spread a little love around the KBXE studios this morning, give us a call. Our number is 800-662-5799. good friend Ed and his wife Rose are out. And he says, this proud Pa Loon took his firstborn on a cruise of Pekegama Lake while Ma Loon nested peacefully awaiting their second hatchling. Just happened to be carrying my camera on the pontoon last week. And he ends up saying, just cruising for chicks. Summer of love. And the, believe me, the loons are loving their little kids, and they're taking them around to show them this big, great world out there. And we try to do that with you every Tuesday morning. So if you want to join our summer of love, call us 1-800-662-5799. Our final note this week comes from Julie up in Cook. She says, I have a story to share. A couple of weeks back, a crow brought its fledglings to our yard. These young crows were not still the best with flight and were spending a good deal of time on the ground or on low perches. They were pretty noisy with their begging sounds when an adult came around. On the afternoon, things got even more noisy and the adults started calling as well. We looked out in the direction where the noise was coming from, and there was a deer with its tail up, sort of prancing around in a circle and stomping on the ground. When the deer finally took off, I went out to see what it was all about. Here lay one of the crow fledglings taking its last couple of breaths. I'm guessing the deer had been stomping it to death. I've read that deer will eat both eggs and nestlings of ground nesting birds, but this goes a bit beyond. That did not mention that the deer did not stay to dine on the crow. I wondered if the deer had a fawn close by and looked at the crow as a threat. I took a good look around for a fawn that might be hiding in the grass, but did not find one. Then happened to think that these young crows are not very smart yet. The day before, I had surprised one of them and must have thought I was its parent at first. It spread its wings and opened its mouth wide and started its begging call for just a moment before it realized its mistake. I wonder if that is what happened with the deer when the deer saw it as a threat versus just a crow begging for a meal. Anyway, it was a first for both Randy and I. Pretty unusual, but not too wild for KAXC. You are tuned to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bemidji, Bagley, 89.9 Brainerd, 103.9 Ely, and KAXE.org, connecting you to Northern Minnesota. It's 7:01.